This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The search continues for a gunman who shot two people, one fatally, on a packed commuter train in San Francisco, California, Wednesday morning. Karine Jean-Pierre at the White House lectern Wednesday explaining President Biden's proposed gas tax holiday.
The thing about this is he took actions, as I mentioned, and with the gas tax, holiday gas tax, the way that he sees it is it's a direct, straightforward way to deal with something that the American public is really not feeling in relief right now at the pump.
President Biden says because of higher taxes, the country can afford the 18 cents a gallon savings.
But the tax revenue's up this year, and our deficit down over $1.6 trillion this year alone, we'll still be able to fix our highways and bring down prices of gas.
USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
In the Stanley Cup Finals last night, the Colorado Avalanche beat the Tampa Bay Lightning in overtime 3-2. Game 5 is Friday evening. The National Football League is being investigated for toxic workspaces.
The Democratic-led House Oversight Committee held a hearing on Wednesday titled Tackling Toxic Workspaces. They are looking into the NFL and how they handled alleged workplace misconduct and sexual harassment at the Washington Commanders' offices. Republican ranking member from Kentucky, James Comer, believes they should be investigating government organizations and not the private sector.
I would ask why Congress must tackle the NFL football team's workplace and not a White House office or our own members.
He says the committee is being politicized and adds the alleged perpetrators have already faced consequences. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
It's being reported that 54,329 lightning strikes were detected across California on Wednesday. Oddly enough, that's not the record. September 8, 2017, there were over 56,000 detected. More than an inch of rain fell over Los Angeles and Ventura County across the past 12 hours, and there were reports of some pea-sized hail. A woman and her dogs were reportedly struck and killed by lightning Wednesday morning in Pico Rivera. That's a city about 15 miles southeast of downtown L.A. A rally is set for Thursday in Washington, D.C. to take back Title IX. Title IX is the federal civil rights law, a part of the Education Amendments of 1972. It prohibits sex-based discrimination in any school. Carrie Lucas, president of Independent Women's Forum, explains to Fox News why this is important.
Of course we want people to be included and to have opportunities and to be treated fairly, but there's a reason why the sports competitions always have rules about who is allowed to compete, and there's a reason why we've had single-sex sports for forever, and it's because men and women are fundamentally different when it comes to our structure. That does not change. You are born one sex, and you can change, decisions you make later, you can't transition away from that basic biology. And so we just have to respect this and keep women's sports female.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's
hey, thank you for joining in. We've got a country to save, and thank you for being on the right side and on the Team USA. Good to have you with us 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, is with us now. Megan, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Maybe you can help me understand something here, okay? We've got oil producers here in America, Americans, who have done very well, you know, for generations in producing oil for this country. And they've done things to make some adjustments along the way because there was concern about any kind of climate impact. And so they developed this concept called fracking, which is absolutely miraculous. What they've been able to do and how the positive effects that that has had on our environment. So much so, as DeRoy Murdoch pointed out, that without, after getting out of the Paris, the Paris Accords and that crazy stuff, Donald Trump saved us from that because the rest of the countries, it was a joke. They weren't going to measure up to it. But meanwhile, when you look at what America has done during that period of time, we surpassed the goals, the objectives of what that agreement supposedly held, and the rest of the countries could care less. I mean, they were off and doing their own deal, and which we knew that they were going to do. So here it is, our own country, our own resources, doing a great job. We're energy independent. Biden comes in, flips the switch, says, no, that's not going to happen anymore. And now we find ourselves going to other nations that don't care for us, that are antithetical to our beliefs, and we're on bended knee begging for oil instead of negotiating with Americans here in this country. Help me understand how in any sphere of knowledge and wisdom does that make sense?
Well, it only makes sense if you understand that the Biden administration's goal is to have 50% of Americans driving electric cars by 2030. This is part of his administration's goal. It has been widely touted, specifically here in Nevada. We are a green state now under Democratic control, and many Democratic politicians out of Nevada, Congresswoman Titus, for example, she was just on a climate change panel. And she reiterated that goal. And so when you listen to Biden and others within the administration, they keep talking about transitioning Americans into electric cars, transitioning Americans into a new green economy. And that word transition is very similar to transform. And transform
exactly.
is exactly what Obama promised
Barack
us
Obama.
Back in 2008 that he was going to fundamentally transform the country. Well, Biden and crew want to fundamentally transition half of Americans into electric cars. And so to have high gas prices, they believe that through force, a forceful nudge, if you will, that more Americans will turn to other modes of transportation. Outside of just pushing 50% of people into electric cars, which on average is a cost of $60,000, they also want to ensure that if we're not forced into electric cars because we can't afford them, we'll just take new electric buses. And so you've got mass transportation, et cetera. If you can't take a gas guzzler out and, because you can't afford gas any longer. On top of this, not only do they want to transform or transition Americans into these electric cars or into electric buses to get, you know, from point A to point B, they want to eliminate the combustion engine. This is very well reported. It's also within the administration's guidance. The whole goal is to eliminate gas-guzzling cars. That's the whole goal. So it's not. So by 2030, they want 50% of the people. By 2050, they want to eliminate the option altogether. You will not be driving a car that uses gas. You will simply have to plug that car in.
So where is the empirical evidence to say that this is a smart move?
Well, there's not.
Sit on that for just a moment. I mean, you say there's not. Okay. You see, what we're getting propagandized by is all this emotional bumper sticker crud that's being thrust upon the American people that, like everything the Democrats hate, whether it's President bad, Biden good, combustible engines bad, electric vehicles good, but what is the trade-off? Once we get to 50%, what's going to happen? I mean, are we all the better as a result of being 50%, or are we all the worse? Because when I see the numbers, they don't add up. You know, that says, yes, electric vehicles are a clear advantage, you know, whether we're talking about climate or we're talking about transportation and we're talking about, you know, the general welfare of the American people. Those numbers are not adding up.
But they're not supposed to add up. This has nothing to do with statistics or facts. This has everything to do with, like, you know, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. You know, as long as the Democrats feel like they're doing something good, that's all that matters. It doesn't matter what the results are and what they produce is bad. It's just, you know, if you talk to a Democrat voter, and I do quite a bit, and you ask them a question, they will say, 9 times out of 10, well, this politician makes me feel a certain way.
Yes, right.
Well, I didn't ask about your feelings. I asked what that politician did. I asked about the results of the policy. I don't care how you feel. Well, a mask makes me feel safer, but it doesn't make you safer. Well, if I get the vaccine, I feel better. But again, what does the vaccine do? So it's always a Democrat voter, the whole motivation, the whole psyche, if you will, is centered around feelings.
Exactly.
So fast.
Well, and you see, and there you are. I mean, you know, here you go. You use the mask. You find out it's been deleterious to our kids, everybody else. There's, you know, the empirical evidence proves against it. And it's taken 2.5 years of damage. And, you know, and the Democrats can still say, well, you know, I felt good. Well, you felt good about, you know, other things that the government has thrust upon the American people because it just felt good. But look at all the damage that it created, you know, like thalidomide. Thalidomide was, it was a good deal until they realized it was a bad deal.
Right. And so when you go, and going back to electric cars, I really don't understand the whole point of an electric car, because where is that source of electric coming from? Coal.
Exactly.
So you know, it should be called a coal, you know, a coal car. It's not electric. It's powered by coal. Dirty coal, as they like to call it. So it really is not replacing or doing anything better for the environment, especially when you look at lithium mining.
Exactly.
You know, again, Bill, trying to figure out the psyche of a Democrat will both go psychotic within minutes.
Yeah, exactly. It causes your brain to get bruised. And ladies and gentlemen, we're trying to save you from this damage. But look, you've got to continue to resist in the name of liberty. Okay, this is what's hanging in the balance here is our very freedom. You know, you're not going to be free to travel the country the way you have always traveled the country and do it in a smart sort of way. Now you got to do it their way or not at all. Well, we're all going Amish.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039 or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance7.com.
Well, it kind of of sums it up, doesn't it? I mean, here it is. We come in, in this administration with all these promises, and what do we get? We just get one lie after another. And, and meanwhile, Joe Biden is trying to convince us that he's the greatest thing since, sliced bread. He's the best president ever. He's been, the biggest job creator. I mean, it's laughable. And the mainstream media, Megan Barth, just goes along with it. They don't even challenge him. It's like, what do you mean not creating any jobs? These are jobs that are coming back when you lock down the country because of COVID, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so, we hear that all the time, Joe Biden's the most job creating president in history. Well, no, the country was locked down for on average of 2 years. So those jobs are coming back because the jobs are coming back.
We're not even at net zero yet, are we?
Not that I'm aware of. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, because back before we were at we had 7 million. Unfilled jobs. This is before COVID. Now we're at 12 million unfilled jobs, and the job numbers still. At last look, we're still at a deficit. But he's the biggest creator. Just like here he is. Championing the cause, and he's going to do something about the gas pump prices. So, let's go ahead and give everybody a tax holiday. And, I'll tell you, anytime Congress has to give back money, can you hear? I mean, their wallets are squeaking, man. They're just like, oh, my gosh. This is the shot heard around the beltway that, that Congress would, surrender some of the taxes, not some, but all federal taxes on gasoline. Like, that's going to help. And I guess the net differential, I've heard different analysis. We're talking about 20, 40 bucks a month for all this hoopla. I mean, this is the thing about the Democrats. It's all show, no go. Whether it's the January 6th situation, whether it's stuff that's going on the border, whether it's gasoline or energy, all show, no go.
Well, the federal gas tax is going to save consumers a whopping 18 cents a gallon. And now we have a gallon of gas that's well over $5 on the average. Mm-hmm. So 18 cents is absolutely nothing. And then we were told that, by releasing the oil reserves, he's now plundered the oil reserves twice in order to bring down gas prices, which I was reporting on at the time is only a month's supply. How much gas we use. And so that did nothing.
Well, the other thing, Megan, when we resupply that supply, remember what Donald Trump got. They paid the country. The oil refineries paid the country for that gas. They didn't have to pay for it. And so Biden has drained that. And now, in order to replenish it at $5 a gallon, what do you think the cost is going to be? How many billions of dollars in order to refill the reserves at today's dollar amount? This is brilliant. This is the stuff that the Democrats do. They empty out the covers just like they did before COVID, if you remember. They emptied out the covers. Nothing was there. And, and it's like the same thing happened under Bill Clinton. Remember, he was saving all the money, closing military bases, everything else. Now, all of a sudden, we go to war and Bush goes to the cover and goes, man, we don't have an armament. We're in a military drought here. We don't have weapons, and we're sending our men and women over to fight a war. And then the kids are sending letters back to mom and dad and saying, hey, would you do us a favor? Would you go to a Home Depot and grab some sheet metal and send it to us? And they go, what? What do you mean? What are you talking about, sheet metal? Well, we have to reinforce the Humvees. What do you mean you have to reinforce? Well, IEDs and, the stuff that's going on. Wait, the government's not doing? No, just get me some sheet metal because we need to do this. I mean, this is the kind of idiocy that happens again and again. And it's the Democrats that blight and empty out the cupboards. And then, a Republican comes in office and then they're, scrambling to try to, meet the demand, like what Donald Trump had to do when he found himself dealing with COVID and found out all the equipment had been sent over, PPE equipment and everything had been sent over to China. brilliant. I mean, these guys, I they're just so incompetent. And we continue to elect them and let this bureaucracy and this deep state just drain us. And meanwhile, you know, fill us with all kinds of manure and dumb us down to think that they're doing such a great job when they defy common sense.
Yeah, you pretty much, I don't know what I could add to that. You pretty much added, hit the nail on the head. I would have to challenge just one thing you say, that we keep electing them. I think that the 2020 election was probably one of the greatest farces in the history of our country. And as we looked at the midterms, specifically in Nevada here, we had a very low turnout, yet we had long lines. The polls were supposed to close at 7 o'clock. The last person that voted was in a small village in northern Nevada at 8:54 p.m. Because the lines were so long. We have a problem here in this country, and money problems in this country. But if we don't get our elections straightened out, these problems are only going to continue. This is what happens when a president like Biden is installed and not duly elected. What we witnessed in 2020, November 2020, was nothing short of a coup. But what the Democrats now have done is change protesting specifically on January 6th into some sort of coup. And if Trump runs again, we're only going to see the knives come out further and dig deeper. There is going to be more chaos, and that's one of the reasons why I'm kind of hoping he doesn't run again. I think that
and we're still going to have to deal. We're still going to have to deal, to your point, though, before we even get there, we're going to have to deal with the decision of Roe v. Wade from the Supreme Court. You've got Jane's Revenge rallying people from across the country with very aggressive emails that everybody has seen. And you're wondering, OK, where is law enforcement? You know, where is the attorney general in dealing with this stuff, because of the madness already that they're demonstrating in front of judges' homes, and, you know, sending people to go to the schools of Amy Coney Barrett's where kids are going to school? Are you kidding me? I mean, this thing's out of control, and they're threatening, Megan, something I think that it's going to make the Summer of Love mostly peaceful riots as a minor insurrection.
Yeah, but that's exactly what the Democrats want. I mean, if you've noticed, and as you pointed out, actually, they operate in a continuum of chaos. And chaos and violence is necessary for them to gain more power. Oftentimes you hear the calls for violence amongst Democratic politicians like Maxine Waters and others. And then what do they expect when they label their opposing party as a group of Nazis? When you use that type of language in order to isolate and define and target your political opponent, of course you're going to trigger some nut job to take matters into their own hands and destroy. And every socialist revolution in the history of time has been marked by violence. And this is exactly what we're witnessing. This is a socialist transformation, a socialist transition, whatever you want to call it, because when the Communist Party of the United States goes as far as endorsing Hillary Clinton and endorsing the Democrat Party, I don't see Republicans being endorsed by communists.
Right. Right. Well, although sometimes and too often the Republicans want to cozy up with the Democrats because the thing that they have in common is getting reelected, right? And the pursuit of money, sadly. And this is why, you know, term limits have to come into play. And the people, yes, you can throw them all out and vote new people in, but you've got to hold them accountable. And it's up to us, we the people, because this is a government of, for, by, we the people. And this way we're going to do this is we've got to take it back, Megan Barth. Megan Barth, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Thank you,
nobody
Megan. Take care.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day.
a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The search continues for a gunman who shot two people, one fatally, on a packed commuter train in San Francisco, California, Wednesday morning. Karine Jean-Pierre at the White House lectern Wednesday explaining President Biden's proposed gas tax holiday.
The thing about this is he took actions, as I mentioned, and when with the gas tax, holiday gas tax, the way that he sees it is it's a direct, straightforward way to deal with something that the American public is really not feeling in relief right now at the pump.
President Biden says because of higher taxes, the country can afford the 18 cents a gallon savings.
But the tax revenue's up this year, and our deficit down over $1.6 trillion this year alone, we'll still be able to fix our highways and bring down prices of gas.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. And while hurricane season is here, yes, ready or not, it's a reminder that weather-related disasters are constantly providing new challenges for communication systems. Joining us today is Dinah Scudder. She's the Vice President of Global Operations for Verizon Wireless. Dinah has more than 20 years' experience in the telecommunications industry, in particular, keeping people connected and networks prepared for extreme weather and natural disasters. Diana, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Well, just so you know, Diana, we love Verizon Wireless. We're prejudiced, okay? I'm going to tell you that up front. I'll tell our audience up front that we love what Verizon does, the 5G network, everything. You guys are absolutely awesome. And just congratulations for putting such a solid team together and keeping us all connected.
Well, thank you. Network reliability is in our DNA, Bill.
Well, we appreciate it. I just want you to know that. So let's talk about the weather challenges facing the communications industry these days. What's going on?
Sure. Well, the number of extreme weather events has increased fivefold over the last 50 years. And as you know, that wreaks havoc on our society and economy. And the 2022 hurricane season just kicked off June 1st. The National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration announced that it predicts this to become the seventh consecutive above normal season, expecting 14 to 21 named storms, with 6 to 10 of them likely to reach hurricane strength. And already in 2022,
2022 wildfire season got off to an early start with record-breaking fires that ravaged the American Southwest beginning in April. But don't you worry, Bill. The teams here at Verizon work 24/7, 365 to ensure our customers and first responders have reliable communications when those services are needed the most.
Yeah, that leads into my next question. What does all that look like, you know, behind the scenes? I mean, of course, with organizations like Verizon, you like it when it's seamless and really nobody is paying attention. It's when you're paying attention is when there's problems, right?
Absolutely. In crisis situations, communication is critical, and we build our network for reliability and work 24/7 during these events because we know that in times of crisis, it's critical for our customers to be able to reach their loved ones and the resources they need.
So the preparation, give us an idea what that looks like. Can you, Diana?
Sure. Verizon maintains a fleet of over 500 portable assets, including fully functional generator-powered cell sites that can replace or enhance network coverage and capacity in an area, as well as drones and fixed-wing aircraft that can provide service from the sky above. We also boast an industry-leading 150 satellite-based portable network that can be used in case fiber connections is lost due to loss of commercial power or physical damage. And these assets include mid-Earth orbit and geosynchronous. So all the mobile assets are complemented by nearly 1,000 portable generators and a comprehensive refueling plan. That's how we prepare.
That's a lot of technology on wheels there, Diana, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we're talking with Diana Scudder. She's Vice President of Global Operations for Verizon Wireless. We're talking about being prepared for this hurricane season that is already in our midst. We know from experience that better communication helps first responders after a disaster strikes. Break that down a little bit for us, Diana.
Sure. Well, the Verizon Frontline Response Team provides on-demand emergency assistance during crisis situations to public safety agencies and emergency responders. And this team is composed of former first responders themselves, as well as veterans. And they're available 24/7 to deliver the portable assets, drones, charging stations, Wi-Fi hotspots, and other Verizon Frontline devices that I was just talking about. These enable communications and they boost the network performance so that our first responders can coordinate among teams and agencies and ultimately focus on what matters most, and that's saving lives.
Exactly. Well, Diana, the way you're laying this out, what seems to be consistent here, or at least a thread that's interwoven in all this connectivity, is that we're partners with Verizon. Your customers are partners with you. And this is, you know, an ongoing joint venture, so to speak, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Okay, so what tips or tricks do you have to help consumers stay connected during a disaster? What should we do?
Well, for hurricanes, it's always important to remember to keep your devices dry. You know, many phones these days are water resistant, but take care to ensure your phones, tablets, batteries, chargers, and any other equipment remains dry and accessible. And those plastic zipper storage bags are really, really useful. And for any natural disaster, keep devices fully charged. I mean, those portable battery packs can be a real game changer. Create a list. Keep all emergency numbers that you need in your phone and upload to the cloud pictures of valuables and other important belongings for possible insurance claims that you might need. And lastly, I'd say download useful apps. There are plenty of free weather, news, and safety-related apps available for download to your smartphone.
Yes. What about business owners? What do they need to do to prepare?
Well, the need for secure, stable connection for business continuity is never more apparent than during these severe weather events and other emergencies. And it's especially important with today's increasingly common hybrid work environment in which highly distributed mobile workforces are reliant on that remote collaboration and digital networking tools. So make sure that you have contact information updated and readily available for all employees, including your at-home information for remote workers and branch information for satellite offices, and stress test backup and primary networks to shore up any weaknesses. Remember to make copies of insurance documents and review your insurance coverages. Ensure that backup plans are in place if you need to shift work in case work-from-home employees in a storm-impacted area have to evacuate their home or their home loses commercial power. And Verizon's there to help. Our suite of business solution provides continuity for service for customers. As businesses launch their in-office and at-home hybrid operations, now's a great time to assess those readiness plans ahead of a storm.
You know, I like that you stress stress testing. You know, you, it's always good to, in preparation, is check out what you have, stress test it. You know, you want to try it out to make sure that when the real thing happens, you're ready to go. So that is awesome advice. Dinah, we got a couple of minutes left here, and I got to imagine you've got some great stories to share here because, you know, you're dealing with people. And you got real stories behind the scenes and stories of how communications and Verizon has saved lives. Can you share some with us?
Sure. So in December 2021, we had the Marshall Fire that impacted Boulder County, Colorado. And, you know, this storm destroyed more than 1,000 homes and burned more than 6,000 acres. And our Verizon frontline response team provided public safety agencies in the impacted area with a variety of Verizon frontline voice and data solutions that ranged from network extenders and wireless routers to in-building cellular repeaters and mobile hotspots. They also supported the Red Cross's efforts in the area, providing charging stations for use by local residents. And it's important to note, Bill, these services and this support is offered at no cost to the local agencies to help enhance communication capabilities across the country and provide mission-critical support to six government agencies, including the Boulder County Sheriff's Department. So as soon as it was safe to enter the area, the members of the Verizon network team were on-site assessing damage and making those restoration plans.
That's awesome. Dinah Scudder has been our guest. She's Verizon's VP for Global Operations with over 20 years of experience in the wireless telecommunications industry. As we wrap things up, Dinah, remind everybody where they can go to find out more information about preparing for a disaster communication plan.
Sure. Visit us at Verizon.com. We've got lots of tips and tricks on there to help you out. Thanks, Bill, for having me.
Thank you, Dinah. Have a great day. Appreciate it.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It is 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for Dr. Ted Baer, the founder and publisher of Movie Guide, who gives us all things entertainment and big screen from a biblical worldview. Hey, Ted, how you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm doing okay because I'm talking to you, and it's I'm back from Germany and going to the Passion Play at Oberammergau, which was fantastic. And
I'm so glad you opened up with that because I wanted to hear all about it. Tell me, not to mention the fact to say Oberammergau. I mean, that's a mouthful.
Yeah, but it's so beautiful. It's this tiny little town of about 6,000 people, and they've been putting on the Passion Play since the Black Plague, which was really a plague. I mean,
yes,
one person. In those days, 40% of Europe died, and you know everything black gook came out of your eyes, your ears. I don't want to go into the great details and scare all the young listeners. But somebody wandered into town with the Black Plague. They decided to put on the Passion Play. They've been putting it on ever since, and they've never had a death from any of the plagues that have swept Europe. So,
yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Treat that the way you want.
Well, I thought it was interesting. You know, speaking of Black Plague, when I was in Vienna, you know, you were greeted in every store you went through. Grüß Gott was what they would say, which is God's blessing on you, right? Which stemmed all from the Black Plague. And I wondered, you know, people said Grüß Gott in such a way that it was so casual that I felt like it lost its meaning, maybe just over the years because it had happened so long ago. And so it took me a little bit to, you know, get from the local people, you know, the greeting and what was behind it. And I was a little surprised because I think that is so dramatic. As you said, the Black Plague was not some, you know, a little, you know, COVID type of pandemic kind of thing. I mean, this was a lot of death and darkness.
Well, and it resulted in a lot of good because this play has been evangelical. I mean, that's the thing that surprised me. I thought it was going to be very high church, but it talks about Jesus and his brothers. It constantly reminds you with these tableaus of the New, Old Testament that Jesus has, you know, been in the Bible from beginning to end, that it's all the story of Jesus and it's all the story of salvation, and it's very clear about sin and the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And the production quality, I grew up in Broadway, which is what I was going to say before, so I'm... Gosh, my father was starring in Annie Mame, and I'd go over and see Camelot, and I'd see, you know, some My Fair Lady when it opened, because I got into everything because I was just a little kid and all the ushers knew me. And this is one of the best productions I've ever seen in my life, to be put on by this tiny town. Now, here's the interesting thing, okay? We all know the Passion story. We all know Mel Gibson did The Passion of the Christ, which is good. This is excellent that they've done. There was one man who was there every day, all alone at a table. So finally, on the last day, I walk over to him and I said, I saw you at the play. Did you enjoy it? He said, oh, I'm Israeli. I came up here to see it because it's so famous, and I loved it. He's Israeli and Jewish, and he loved the Passion play. And that was the reaction of everybody who went to it, except for one person. The wife showed up, and the husband didn't come for the second half, and he was a multi-billionaire from Silicon Valley. So we have to pray for Silicon Valley.
Yes, exactly. But, you know, Ted, how special when you were around a presentation like this that is so spiritual. What does it do to your, you know, into your spiritual being? I got to imagine this just ignites a passion within you to watch something like this.
It does, and I have to say that, you know, I grew up on the dark side, and I confessed Jesus when I was in my late 20s, and I just went to bed that night from the Oberammergau, and I said, I give you 100% of my time and direction. Of course, Lily died on May 5th, so I was wrestling with that, and I said, you got it. You got 100%. There's nothing else I can do except follow you.
Amen. Amen. I'm with you on that, Ted. I'm with you because I think you get to that point in your life and God allows you to come to that crossroads where it's all about Him. And when you profess and you make that profession of faith and commitment to God, boy, I'll tell you, that is so special, isn't it?
It is. It's absolutely wonderful. Yeah. And, you know, I'm still laboring with, yesterday was my anniversary, so that was a tough day. But God is here.
Amen.
And you're a blessing.
Well, God bless you for saying that, because I'll tell you that, you know, that's what we do, you know, as people of faith. God blesses us so that we just pay it forward. You know, it's just we're light bearers of His grace and mercy. And I apprehend that. And that's what I walk in. I try to do that every day, walking in the conscious presence, you know, of Jehovah Shammah, His presence ever with us on a moment to moment basis. And I pray that the Holy Spirit would maintain that level of consciousness in me of realizing that God is always with us. Right. Can we talk some movies? You've done a great review on Jerry and was it Margot?
Jerry and Marge Go Large.
Marge Go Large.
Amazing cast. You know, it's just an incredible group of people because they're liberals, but the story is very conservative about a math whiz teacher, professor, and he's retired, and he decides to analyze the lottery system, and he finds a glitch in the lottery, so he decides that he's going to play the lottery for the benefit of the town that they live in, the little town, and they give all the money to the town. They set up a corporation to support the town, and of course it works up to the point where you've got to say, are they going to keep winning, or are they going to lose? Now, those of you out there that don't believe that Christians should gamble, he's really doing mathematics, and he's found a... And there's a lot of statements in the movie saying that what they were doing were moral and legal, and they weren't in any way doing anything bad. But for this family to turn around and give back, and the people starring in it, I know because I interview them, Annette Bening and Bryan Cranston's been to our awards. And Annette, started off on a very liberal. I don't know whether she's still that liberal, but this movie is very solid and excellent.
Wow. Well, good fun. I mean, it kind of reminds me of early on when the lotto first came out, there was a mom that decided reluctantly to participate in the lotto because she said she wanted to teach her son a lesson, that it was a waste of money. This was not a smart thing to do. And lo and behold, don't you know, she ends up winning.
We can talk about this for a whole show, never mind, but we won't.
Yes, exactly. Let's talk about spiritually driven screenplays.
Well, you know, we do the Kairos Prize for first-time screenwriters and professional screenwriters, and we have just been amazed at how many of those movies have been picked up and how many of the people have gone on, especially the first-timers, to be very successful in Hollywood. Right now we're doing an Inklings program for interns, the best interns we've ever had. Same thing. We're working toward preparing other people. You know, the average movie takes 13 years, and after doing being the head of the organization that did The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, I've said, you know, if it takes 13 years, and that took 26 years, I want to help other people succeed. So here we see a lot of movies. The Greatest Inheritance, a wonderful script. I remember reading it, Finding You. I went to see the movie, and there it was. I said, wow, this is one of our Kairos Prize scripts. They don't tell us about it. They're supposed to. Switched, which was wonderful, hammering at home. So can you imagine all of these people in the last 14 years that we've been doing the Kairos Prize, that we've got about one a year that has made it into the big time and actually succeeded? And one of our students did Blue Miracle, which was number one on Netflix for 9 weeks, and he's the head of a division of the studio. So if we want to change the industry, we're trying to change it from inside out. And if anybody's out there, you know, try to, and if you want to write a script, you know, enter the Kairos Prize, because we actually have the scripts read, and you can tell that because they've gotten into theaters by the heads of different divisions like Sony and you know, people that matter, the people that make a difference. I think we're the only script contest that's read by the top people in the entertainment industry.
Mm-hmm. Ted, can we talk a little bit about the disappointment of Buzz Lightyear, lesbian the kiss that went to infinity and beyond, so to speak?
We all expected it, you know, and the press is saying that it's because it's a very garbled story, and it is. It's a convoluted, goofy story that changes some of the facts of the, you know, the original Toy Story, and especially Toy Story 2. And here he becomes the villain in the Toy Story 2. If you remember, it's his father who's the Darth Vader type character. So it changes some of the history. And truthfully, you know, I teach this stuff all the time. People have a long memory, and they remember what went on before. And they also remember that this story is goofy. But the biggest part of it is Buzz is being shown up. The director had a comment, I think it's on Movie Guide, about how he wanted to show up, you know, white men and white privilege and everything else. So Buzz is being shown as being a goofy guy. And it's based on Buzz Aldrin, who came to our Movie Guide Awards a couple of times, who's a brilliant genius.
Right.
And it took communion on the moon. So the whole movie is attacking faith and values and promoting, you know, homosexuality. And this lesbian couple who becomes the real hero is the, you know, the lesbian friend of Buzz Lightyear. But what are you going to do? You know, people don't want that. And I'm glad they didn't go to it.
Well, exactly. Well, you know, again, it's the old story, Ted. You violate the brand, what people expect, and it's going to come back and hurt you because, you know, Buzz Lightyear's brand was well established by an excellent movie when it first came out. I agree with you. He's the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Dr. Ted Baer has been with us. Ted, Godspeed, my friend. Thank you.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
No other network.